So it all started when allegations were made that the president's son had received money from Bosasa. We know that Bosasa have been, and if one just looks at some of the investigative reports, have been integral in allegedly greasing the palms of certain politicians. Anyway, the long story short, president in parliament said, no, it was his son who received it, and it was a dinkum contract, etc. Then the president retracted that and, you know, gave further clarification. And so a lot of questions around the president, his link to Bosasa in many people's minds, with now leaked documentation coming into play where donor funding details were leaked by the media. And people are now asking the question, but hold on, the president, as president of the country, said he was not aware of who donated what into that particular account. And that is essentially the context that we're going to use when chatting to Kusela Diko, the spokesperson for President Cyril Ramaphosa. Kusela, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. Good morning to your listeners. And thank you so much for inviting us.
No, it's a pleasure. So as president of the country, the president said he is not aware of, you know, who donated what into that particular account. And yes, it's a political account, but he did make that statement as president of the country. We've seen the leaked documentation, which almost, well, seems to show that the president did know in part who had put money into this particular account. So you did make some statements regarding the leaked documentation, saying that they are confidential. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kino. You know, I took such a deep sigh when you started in Parliament. We've come from such a long way since then. As you correctly say, in Parliament, President Ramaphosa was asked about the 500,000 rand donation that had been made to by Mr. Gavin Watson to his campaign fund. Now, the president is on record having said that he did not know about that donation, and we still stand by that point, that the president was only informed after he had answered questions in Parliament that, no, in fact, this was not a payment to Andile Ramaphosa, as it was alleged, but rather it was a payment to the CR17 campaign. Now, it's common cause that, you know, the public protector started investigating that, and unilaterally, obviously, she decided to expand her scope into the rest of the CR17 campaign, an issue that we are still taking up in the judicial review of her report. But nonetheless, I think, you know, what South Africans are concerned about is, did the president lie to them? Did the president lie in Parliament? And we want to categorically reject any such assertion. We've said throughout the campaign that the principle was that the president would be kept out of the day-to-day fundraising and the solicitation of funds. Yes, we have also conceded that there were instances which are exceptions rather than to the rule where he would have been asked to intervene or assist with one donor or another. I'm making this point, you know, because even had the president known, there was absolutely nothing wrong, nothing illegal, no criminality if he had been involved in that campaign. But because the campaign sought to hold him to a higher standard, they did not want the president to feel beholden, you know, or indebted to anybody who would contribute. And hence that decision was taken to keep him out of the campaign.
But the presidency has been on an anti-corruption ticket for the longest time. I think everybody applauding that. Some would argue just, you know, accepting money from someone who is, you know, subject to state capture investigations is something that could contradict what the presidency is trying very hard to achieve.
You know, as soon as that matter of the Gavin Watson donation, and remember, I'm really trying to also show that there was that total separation between President Ramaphosa and the fundraising. The campaign managers who have also come out and spoken on this matter, including speaking to the public protector, on the realization, I think, that the president then had that Gavin Watson was one of the people who had donated to the campaign, he had asked for that money to be returned. He had also asked that all the monies that the campaign would have received were audited, and he wanted to get assurance that there would be nobody who who was circumspect, who would have donated to the campaign. The campaign managers have maintained throughout the process that they wanted that campaign to be run within the legal prescripts. They wanted credible South Africans who shared their vision for renewal and growth to be the ones who contributed to the campaign. And to a large extent, we believe that they would have achieved that. Now, I suppose what people then ask, you know, is around the sealing of these documents.
Yes.
Why would the president want this information to be kept confidential? Well, firstly, because it is a third-party bank statements that are out there. I mean, it's lawyers' accounts who contain other information of the lawyers, not just relating to this campaign. You also have a commitment that the campaign would have made to the donors that their information would be kept confidential. And at this point, we believe that if the donors want to speak out, they may do that. However, a commitment had been made. But I think the last issue is the fact that we do have reason to believe that this information had been obtained, yes, by the public protector in an illegal manner. Because in her report, she says that she had subpoenaed APSA, and APSA is on record having said they never were subpoenaed. So it raises the question, how did she get those bank statements? She doesn't mention having subpoenaed Standard Bank, but she has in her possession the Standard Bank report. Now, we've said that up until the court is able to at least ascertain the legality of collection of that information, we'd like it sealed. And nothing, absolutely nothing, stops the court for once they've decided that information has been obtained legally to make those records public. And the president has got nothing to hide. We just feel that it is extremely unfortunate that, of all the political campaigns that are run in this country, there is this much scrutiny on just this one, when a lot of members of parliament and everybody would have been part of campaigning. But nonetheless, we think that that's a conversation we need to have. And if necessary, perhaps Parliament may want to consider legislation that that compels disclosure of intra-political parties.
Would it be safe for me to say that there's been a breakdown of trust between your office and the office of the public protector?
We really don't want to take it to that extent. And we're very careful that we would not want we do not at any point seek to undermine or disrespect the Office of the Public Protector. However, South Africa's got a legal framework under which all of us are supposed to operate. The Public Protector rules that require her to keep information confidential is one of them. The Protection of Personal Information Act, where no South African is allowed to collect and disseminate information illegally, is one of them. So as and when we feel that some of those rules may have been breached, regardless of who it is, even the Office of the Public Protector, we do have legal recourse. So it's not a breakdown. We're exercising the rights we hold under the Constitution.
Okay. Kusela Diko, thank you for your time. Spokesperson for President Cyril Ramaphosa.